here with the dragons, are we back up in here? Spit fire from the back of your ears, coming straight from the belly of the beast that's in the back of your ear, whispering shit that's got you clapping your rear. This panic and fear is damaging. Radical stages of behavior that's got you on a scat eating, looking for the big body. We're back with another episode of We Are NXT UK. The first episode from the recent York, England tapings. This is the original York, not New York, which is what we have. So, yes, congratulations, United States. Lee!
Yes.
What's up?
Not much.
Okay. How was Colorado?
It was pretty nice. It was nice and warm. If you take away the avalanche stuff, it's probably a really awesome city.
It was a great time outside of the facts by the fact that the Red Wings lost.
Yeah. Not as expecting it, so the disappointment level's very low.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, at least you went into it realizing that there was a pretty good chance we weren't gonna. Yeah. Yes. They're rebuilding. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's okay. So we've got the first episode from a new slate of tapings, and noteworthy, we had a match advertised for this week that didn't happen, with Jazzy Gabbert against Killer Kelly. So this match, it turned out, didn't happen because Jazzy was in a car accident the week of the tapings, and she was okay, but she wasn't medically cleared to participate in the match. She was okay, just not okay enough, I suppose. So she was there. She was in
like
attendance.
75%. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the extent of her injuries were. I don't think there were anything major at all, but she was there. She was at the tapings and she was prepared to perform, but she couldn't. They wouldn't clear her. No. And unfortunately, looks like we're not going to really ever get the conclusion, the resolution of the Ginny Jazzy storyline, because Jazzy Gabbert actually also asked for her release from NXT UK so that she could pursue some other entertainment industry endeavors in Germany and whatnot. So she's and she was given her release. The whole thing was apparently very amicable, but she's no longer with NXT UK. She's going to be doing her own TV show. Like, in her words, it's being described as sports entertainment. I don't really know what exactly it's going to be, but it sounds like it's going to be kind of a combination wrestling and reality show, but it's airing in Germany, so it's not like we're going to see it, but
no, unless we pulled some strings.
Yeah, we might be able to pull a few strings to see it, but so I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sad about the timing because I really wanted to see where that was going to go, but she decided it was time to move on to other things and stuff. But that match was conspicuous by her absence. Poor Killer Kelly missed out on a TV episode. Well, unless they gave her a different match on a different episode. I hope they did.
Well, I mean, if she got in the car accident, it's probably going to be a while before, because they tape it all the same day, right?
No, sorry. Jazzy was the one in the car accident.
Oh.
She was in the car accident and asked for her release as well. Within like the same week. Yeah.
Well, that is,
it's just a whole lot. Yeah, just a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, but Killer Kelly was there and is fine.
Well, I'm sure he'll have a match at some point then.
I hope so. I hope she defeats somebody. That would be nice. Was there any other pre-episode things that we needed to really kind of go over? I guess not really. Everything else sort of just plays into the episode. So this is one of those tapings where there's not a ding, food's ready. This is one of those episodes where there's not a takeover, an NXT UK takeover that we're building towards. So it's gonna probably be kind of like a series of episodes that exist kind of in a bubble. Although, okay, so we do have Worlds Collide coming up Saturday, which is probably gonna be like today by the time people are actually listening to this, because we did this one a day late. So Worlds Collide is happening. Obviously, that it's all NXT versus NXT UK, and that's acknowledged on the episode this week. But this is the only episode airing prior. So I'm wondering, like, you know, there's still 3 to 5 more episodes to air involving all these talents. I'm really curious how they're gonna
how the events of Worlds Collide are going to potentially affect these episodes whatsoever, because it's not like they could put matches out there that would be developed based on things that happen at Worlds Collide. I mean, I guess they could. They just wouldn't say anything. They just it wouldn't be. It'd be like, oh, here's a random match between these two people, huh?
Didn't know. Just don't tell the
The audience why these two people are fighting. They're just fighting.
Yeah. It's wrestling. It works.
Yeah, that's it's true. That's that they maybe. I guess it's something about like going to a show and there just being nothing but cold matches and you don't understand why they're happening. But then once you see how everything is developing, it's like, oh, okay. So that's why those two are having a match. So, and to kick off this episode, in speaking of Worlds Collide, we started off with Walter being presented the new NXT UK Championship. So we've been calling it the NXT UK Championship forever, and now WWE is finally doing the same thing, because it was kind of weird how it was the WWE United Kingdom Championship.
Yeah.
So now it's brand specific. The only physical change to the championship that I could see really was that the center piece with the logo, it went from having just the WWE logo to having the NXT UK logo, which does have the WWE logo in it.
Yep.
Just smaller. So Walter got his title and he was thankful for it and, had to go ahead and mention that it had been tarnished by the hands of Tyler Bate and the mouth of Pete Dunne. And then he threw a table, kind of. Well, he shoved it aside violently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Push it over.
Addressing the disrespect from Undisputed Era when they came out at TakeOver and attacked them. And he says, this might be a joke to you, but to us it's personal, and we're going to humiliate you, embarrass you, and we're going to hurt you, all in the name of defending the sacred mat and defending the brand. So things are picking up. This past week on NXT, Imperium invaded, and Walter chopped the soul out of Adam Cole.
They also they didn't completely interfere in the match, but they had a hand in Roderick Strong losing the North American Championship.
So interesting timing for,
and the Dusty Cup, I think, is what I was actually trying to say.
Because that's all part of this whole angle. Yep.
So they screwed him out of the Dusty Cup and.
Yeah,
not the North American Championship. So I think they showed up after the North.
American Championship.
They're like, wow, and then chop,
and then chop. Yeah, and the Dusty Cup final is the Broserweights versus the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
As
much as I love Pete Dunne, go Grizzled Young Veterans.
I kind of, if you remove Matt Riddle,
I'll cheer for Pete Dunne.
I'm on Grizzled Young Veterans for this too. I think it'd be great for them to win it, and then just rub that in everybody's faces for like a year.
Yeah,
just, you know, that'd be great. Yeah. I would love it. So Walter gets his new championship. On to our first match. So we got some matches. We got some wrestling. Liguero versus Jordan Devlin, Cruiserweight Qualifier. The winner of this match would go on to be entered in the Fatal 4-Way at Worlds Collide for the Cruiserweight Championship, currently held by Angel Garza. So, good match. I love in the beginning as Jordan Devlin grabbed Liguero's horns.
Yep, and he done goofed because Liguero punched him in the face. Didn't even let him get his jacket off.
Yeah, it took him like 2 minutes to get the jacket off.
Yeah, and the crowd went wild for it when he did.
They really did. It was they were into this one. I was into this one too. When Devlin finally did get his jacket off, he did so while stepping on. Sorry about that. What's that called when the sound, it just beeps at the end of a program? I was turning something on to have just as background noise for us here at the house, and it had actually reached the end of the program, and the sound test with the color bars was on, and at the end of the, it was Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill on Fight Network, for those of you who are curious. But so anyway, back to NXT UK. Jordan Devlin has a phenomenal belly-to-back suplex.
He does.
Every time I notice it, he gets him way up in the air, and then drops him down to, like, straight down. I know he executes it safely, but it just looks so impressive. It looks devastating. The crowd sang for Tyler Bate, just despite Jordan Devlin, which was nice. Devlin got Liguero in an armbar, and there was a yelling match. Give up! No! Give up! No! Nice touch. I liked it.
It was very quiet, so it was very audible.
It was, yeah. Liguero hit a jawbreaker as a comeback, and I feel like Liguero could get away with a jawbreaker being his finish because of the horns.
Yeah.
Just sell the horns, you know? It'd be awesome. I'd like to see it. Liguero avoided the slingshot cutter, which was nice, because these two have got a history. They've had a few matches together now, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody just straight up avoid the slingshot cutter. Yep. That was a nice touch. Liguero hit the hit the slingshot stunner for two. Devlin came back, Spanish fly for two. Liguero hit a vicious kidney shot. Waistlock switch, half Nelson suplex from Devlin for two. Devlin went for the moonsault. Liguero got his feet up. Devlin saw it coming, caught the feet, but Liguero then caught him sleeping, rolled him up in the small package for two. Devlin tried a roll up of his own with his feet on the ropes. That got two. I kind of bit on that for a second. Devlin went for the Devlin side. I got countered into a DDT. Liguero hit a big splash off the top for two. Went for the C4L. That got countered. Devlin finally hit the slingshot cutter for two in the Devlin side. That got three. Jordan Devlin wins via pinfall and advances into the four-way. Probably exactly the outcome we expected.
Yeah. I think both matches had the outcome you would expect.
I think so, too, yeah. I think that was what we predicted last week, I think, was that these matches would have the outcomes they did. It made the most sense. I feel bad. Liguero is, like, a great talent, but he's kind of like the guy that loses to the bigger star at this point.
Yeah.
But
still looks legit enough that the win means something.
Absolutely, yeah, because Liguero does pick up he'll pick up an important win here and there or whatever, and he's a longtime vet, and it's good to see him having having a job with UK. Go backstage, and Radzi is with Kaylee Ray, our women's champion, and this is the only women's segment on the entire show, Tisk. Kaylee Ray is going to be facing Mia Yim at the Worlds Collide pre-show match on Saturday.
Kind of a random... not the person I would have expected.
Well, because remember, Mia Yim was in that ladder match for who got the advantage in War Games. And then Kaylee Ray shoved her off the ladder through the table.
So there's at least history.
That's the backstory
I
here.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, much happens, yes. You know? There's always so much going on. Like, we're building towards... We're building the Worlds Collide, and we're building the TakeOver Portland, and the Royal Rumble's coming up, and there's so much going on. Radzi wishes Kaylee Ray good luck. She says, "I don't need your luck," and walks away. Radzi seemed completely unfazed by that.
Like, it's normal.
Like, okay, and this is just the way Kaylee Ray treats me. It's okay, it's fine. But then before Radzi can cut away, Imperium enters the backstage area. This is the second of three times we're going to see Imperium on this show. And they say, hey, you should interview the people that the crowds want to see. And then Southville Subculture just kind of show up and they're like, haha, you've never won the tag team titles and we have, you suck.
Yeah, and then just shrugged and walked away.
Pretty much, yeah. This is kind of, everyone's disrespecting Imperium.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. That's they're heels, it's okay. Finn Balor. He's watching some film of Ilya Dragunov, and he says that he's fast, he's smart, he reminds me of myself, and he sees that he believes, that Dragunov believes that he belongs in the ring with me, and he says, you better not miss when you come for me, because I'll put you down. Are you looking forward to this match, or what?
Probably one of the more impressive matches I think that's going to happen on the card, and probably my most excited for it.
Yeah, it's going to be this is one I didn't know to expect to have happen a few weeks ago, and now that we're getting it, it's like, yeah, this could definitely be one of those matches that just steals the show. And speaking of Ilya Dragunov, he was in action next against Josh Morrell, local talent. So obviously this was the NXT UK version of a squash, but of course UK matches are never actual squashes.
No, it's pretty respectable match.
Yeah.
both had their offense in.
Yeah, Morrell hit some nice athletic spots and stuff. He looks like someone with a lot of potential.
Yeah.
So good for him getting himself booked on NXT UK. Dragunov got all his stuff in. That pump handle bomb, that pump handle throwing move.
Yeah.
I don't see him do that often, I don't think, but damn, that was impressive.
Pretty much everything he does is impressive.
That's true, and he does it with such high energy. I'm just like, man, does he just throw back 7 espressos before he comes out? Because just his entrance alone is so and high energy. Like, it's just a lot going on. Torpedo Moscow puts away Morrell. Dragunov goes over, and then he gets on the microphone after the match, and he says he's a man of few words, which is true. We don't see him cut many promos, and when he does, they're short and sweet. He uses his words carefully, but before he can address Finn Balor, Joe Coffey comes out, the head of the firm.
Yep. Big Boy Joe?
Yeah. I like it, Big Boy Joe. Yes. The tag champs accompany him at first, but he tells him to stay back. I like this promo a lot. Boys, give me a minute with the Mad Russian. Mad Russian sounds like a beverage. Yeah, I mean, we don't drink. We wouldn't really know, yeah. But it sounds like a Mad Russian, or it sounds like a drink.
Well, yeah, it does sound like a Mad Russian because it is a Mad Russian.
Right, exactly. Joe Coffey says that the Gallus boys did their job and retained their tag titles, but he didn't get the job done. But maintains that that's partially Dragunov's fault and that he couldn't speak for him during the contract signing, and that Dragunov doesn't run with the Gallus boys. So I guess this loose alliance has been exactly that. It's been a loose alliance. So Coffey states that at Worlds Collide, Dragunov is representing NXT UK. You're representing my kingdom, he says. So for now, he's safe, but once you get done with the Prince, Dragunov, you've got something to settle with the Iron King. I love that.
Yeah.
Once you get done with the Prince, you got to face the Iron King. So building towards something here.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, are we going to see this during the York tapings or later on? But probably,
I would assume later on. Depending on how many tapings they did.
Yeah, because, even if they only did 4, I think they did 6, though. I think they taped 6 episodes. So I feel like this match has to happen during these tapings. So
yeah.
I guess, and I guess, you know, you can just go out there, have them just do the match.
Just give them an hour.
Give them the whole episode. And nothing about them just having the match in front of the crowd has to give away the match at Worlds Collide. So
yeah.
they just need to end up having it. So I'm looking forward to that. I guess Gallus still babyface, though.
It was a respectable, like, you screwed up, now you got to pay the price.
Yeah, it's like, you didn't quite...
He
could have
easily just jumped him and told him that. But
yeah, but instead he...
And face-to-face was like...
He told him it's coming.
You done goofed, and you got to fight for it.
Exactly. Now we're going to have to throw some fists and whatnot because of what you did. So, or what you didn't do, even. So, backstage, and Johnny Saint and Sid Scala are hanging out, and Imperium, approach them, so we get Imperium for the third time on this show, and, they, you know, accuse Southville subculture of being disrespectful or whatever, and, they ask for him in a tag team match, but it gets turned into a 6-man tag, so we're gonna get, next week, we're gonna get Imperium, Bartel, Eichner, and Wolf, I believe is who they said, against, the lads and a partner of their choosing. So, that's interesting.
That'll be a fun match.
Yeah, any idea or any thoughts on who you think they might pick?
I don't know. I was trying to think as you were saying that, and I can't.
Yeah, because I'm not... I mean, my fantasy booking would be like, it's going to be Tegan Nox. So it can be a Welsh trio, but that won't happen.
He'll be a Shockmaster.
He'll be the Shockmaster. Yeah. I freaking hope so. I will give you $50 if it turns out to be the Shockmaster.
I hope to God no, because I could use $50. So.
And I hope so because it would be so amusing. But in the highly unlikely event that it's not... I don't know. I mean, like, you could throw Dragunov in there because he has been having that issue with Wolf, but I feel like that's probably not going to be the case. But I suppose you never know. But we get that match next week. It'll be that'll be fun. That'll be a good one. And then main event time. Because we didn't get the other match that was advertised for the aforementioned reasons. So Travis Banks and the Brian Kendrick. This was good. Started out slower than I expected, though.
Yeah, it was a much slower match, but I think mainly because of Kendrick going after the hand.
Kinda
kept him from flying around the ring and kicking.
It's just so funny when you're when it's like, all right, this is a match that's going to determine who's going to be in the Cruiserweight title match, and the Cruiserweight championship is just so associated with high-flying and
flippy-doos.
Yeah, and flippy spots and all kinds of craziness, and this was like a very traditional ground-based match, basically.
Psychological and with the hand and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, methodical and game plan and stuff like that.
They liked the Brian Kendrick in York, too. I noticed. They were cheering for him in the beginning there. They did have a fast-paced opening sequence, but then it turned into a fight, and then it turned into Brian Kendrick working the hand. He stuck the hand in the stairs and kicked it. Slow, methodical heat spots. The ref counted while Brian Kendrick was standing on the fingers, and I'm like, I didn't realize that was against the rules. Yeah. I've never seen that counted before.
Yeah, because why would he count?
It's like you're standing on a person's hand. Like, what? I didn't know that was against the rules, but Kendrick nonchalantly took his time, stepped away at the four. He's very, like, just nonchalant with whatever he's doing. Banks did make the big comeback, though, and I love how Banks hit his cannonball, and then Brian Kendrick just left the ring after that. He just kind of got, like, stumbled out, left. Banks with the dive. Hit the big top rope drop kick after he got him back in there, and then hit that middle rope, like, jumping double stomp in the corner looked vicious.
Yep. It was very well done.
Cool move. Kiwi Crusher, but then Brian Kendrick rolled out of the ring. Banks tried to dive and got caught. Kendrick suplexed him to the floor. I love this. Brian Kendrick, like, dragged Banks out down the ramp over to, like, the screen, and then got back in the ring and just deliberately attempted a count-out victory.
Yeah. That's you. Surprisingly, the more heels don't do that.
Right. It's like, why would you not?
I used to do that in the video games.
Just to try to win, yeah. Guy count
you
out?
Knock the ref out accidentally. Then you bring them out near the stage. You hit them multiple times with a chair. Run in as the ref's about to get up, and hopefully he gets counted out.
Look at that psychology in the video games. I love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic heel work.
5% of the time.
I remember playing one of the games, I forget which one it was. It was one of the older SmackDown games, though, I think. Or it might have been even one of, like, the WrestleMania series games on the GameCube. But I was playing with Doug, my friend Doug, who's also an indie wrestler. And we did, like, a ladder match or something. And I did, like, two things to him. Got him down, set the ladder up, ran up real quick, and got the belt. And it was over in, like, 12 seconds. And he was like, oh, come on, man. Like, I think we did a rematch because he was just unsatisfied with that outcome. Wow. I'm like, I beat you fair and square, dude. I set the ladder up and won. Like,
I wouldn't have even given him a rematch.
I know, right? I would just left. Should have just left. Right. It's like, dude, you lost. Like, deal with it. Banks got in at 8. Brian Kendrick immediately threw him in the captain's hook, but Banks fought out. And then we got a leaping leg kick from the Brian Kendrick. I was happy that Aiden English specified that it was a leaping leg kick and not an arm kick or a butt kick.
Some people just don't know.
You just gotta clarify it, you know. You gotta make sure. No Nigel McGuinness. I didn't even realize he wasn't gonna be at the York tapings, but so we got 6 episodes of Aiden English to look forward to.
Yeah. He said he'd be back around March.
I guess he deserves some time off. He does a lot. He really does do a lot. Sliced bread number 2 gets to. And is there a sliced bread number 1?
Not that I've seen at all. I've never seen a sliced bread number 1.
Me either. And I'm wondering if there's ever going to be a sliced bread number 3. Banks hits slice of heaven. This match is making me hungry.
I know, right?
So many slices of things. I'm like, I want a pizza now. But Kiwi Crusher, for the second time, puts it away. Got three, and Travis Banks, as we expected, wins via pinfall and moves on to the Cruiserweight Championship four-way. So, at Worlds Collide, as we were expecting, Angel Garza defends against Isaiah Swerve Scott, Jordan Devlin, and Travis Banks. I can't imagine that this is going to be a title change.
I don't think it will, but I think it'll be like kind of like the women's title match at NXT UK Blackpool.
Where Garza will just kind of take advantage of
an opportunity.
Gotcha.
It'll
yeah.
be crazy. It'll be 15 minutes of bananas, flippy doos.
It will kicks. Be. It will be bananas, flippy doos, and kicks. Yeah, absolutely. And that'll be fun. I will not get to watch that live because I have to wrestle a show. Yep. But I'm gonna get home and I'm gonna watch it right away, as soon as I get back from all the nonsense.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. And if this is a title switch, I got to imagine it's going to Swerve, because there's no way. I mean, you're not going to put the Cruiserweight on an NXT UK person and then not have them.
Because Travis has wrestled on NXT. He did a few weeks ago, I think.
But I'd have a hard time believing that we wouldn't end up seeing the Cruiserweight title on NXT UK then for like the next five episodes. That's the thing I guess I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, unless he doesn't wrestle in those, because he did have a match tonight.
Yeah, that would just be really strange. I mean, I guess he could come over and defend it on US, but, you know. I'm just going to say Garza retains. That's what I'm expecting.
Easy pick.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not, and then the only other championship match is the NXT Women's.
Yeah, and I don't think Rhea's losing that
one. I don't think so either. After she just...
Tony's going to go bananas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think Tony might go full crazy after this. Full bananas. After this match.
All of the bananas.
Yeah, completely. It's going to be like a Donkey Kong Country game. That's how many bananas there's going to be. So, next week, Southwell Subculture and a Mystery Partner against Imperium. The Hunt. This was a cool match that got announced. The Hunt versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. I've always thought that Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch should just be on UK.
I forgot. I for some reason, I didn't think Oney was even under contract anymore.
I'm glad he is.
No, I am so glad he is. Cause he's hilarious, but on the tweets.
Oh, yeah. I love that he's always all caps on Twitter. I want
he's
him to
yelling
do,
at everybody.
I want him to do promos, and I want his promos to sound like his tweets.
Yep. Just yelling.
Yeah, just him yelling in one tone the whole time. Yep. Just that'd be great. So I hope to see a lot more of them on UK, because I think they fit right in with the UK brand. I think that they would be even more successful on NXT UK than they were in NXT. So... no other matches were announced for next week, but hopefully we get some women's matches. Maybe even the other two, if we get a full four-match card, can be women's matches, because we haven't had enough of them lately on UK. But so, decent enough first episode from York. It looks like we've got a few plot points that we're going to be working with, but it'll be interesting to see how the results of Worlds Collide play into this. And I think we're actually going to get all the way... We're going to get through TakeOver Portland during this set of tapings, too. So, and the Royal Rumble, of course, is this weekend.
Yep.
So, yeah, so much wrestling happening.
All of the wrestling.
All of the wrestling. And we're going to Impact Lockdown, because they brought Lockdown back. Yep. All steel cage matches. And that is
we're
just
going
across...
international, even though it's only like 20 minutes away.
It's literally, yeah. We're going to Canada, which is so close. Yeah, so we're crossing the river. We're crossing the river to Windsor. So Detroit is the only United States city in the... it's the only U.S. city in the mainland U.S. that looks south to Canada. So Lee,
yes.
You won't be here next week with us because you're going on a little adventure.
Another one, yes.
Yeah. So I mean, it is your off season from your day job. So yes. This is when you get to do all the crazy travels.
Yep.
So
hopefully
you're
be less depressing.
And, hopefully, yeah.
And hopefully, I don't get shot in New Jersey. I've heard nothing but bad things about New Jersey, so I don't know what to expect.
New Jersey is just. It's so congested because it's the most densely populated state.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of people packed into a small area. Yeah. And you're not allowed to pump your own gas. It is illegal to pump your own gas in New Jersey. So you have to go to a station
I'm so glad you told me this, because if I was pumping or went to go pump gas and somebody grabbed it, I might fight somebody.
Yeah,
and then I might get shot. So I may have inadvertently got shot.
Yeah, they yell at you. Like, I was on tour there.
Get in your car!
I was on tour there years ago, and we had to stop for gas, and we just went to get out and do it, and the attendant came running over like, what are you doing? And we're like, oh, we're trying to pump gas. We're from Detroit. Don't mess with us. And
that'd be such a confusing, like,
and that's how we found out.
Oh, man, that's such a confusing state. I don't know. Anyway, I hope I make it.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Going to see your second favorite NHL team, the Nashville Predators.
Which is only less depressing than my first team. So.
Right. So you're going to see them play. Are you going to see them play the Devils?
Yep.
And are you going to two games? You're going to Washington too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to see them play two nights in a row?
Yep.
See, that's an efficient trip.
Yeah, and it could have been three because the Red Wings play in New York on the third night.
Islanders or Rangers?
The Rangers.
Gotcha.
Which I'm a little bit bummed I'm not going because I've always wanted to go to Madison Square Garden. However, that will be probably next year.
Okay. How many arenas have you knocked out so far?
I actually counted in Colorado, and I'm currently at 13.
13, okay. Of 20, wait.
32. There's two Detroit arenas in there. So technically, I guess it would be 12.
But, well, okay, 12 teams home arenas, I guess you could say. So
I'm hoping by the end of February to add three more to that.
Because the Kings and Ducks don't share a building. So, yeah, the Kings play in the Staples Center where the Clippers and Lakers also play. And then the New York teams, the Islanders play in Nassau.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, okay, yeah, so. But you're on your way. You've gone to more NHL arenas than I've gone to NBA arenas so far, so I got to
keep it that way.
Well, I got some catching up to do. Yeah. All right, Lee, socials, hit me. Hit the crowd. Hit the listening.
LEIGHGX13 on the tweets. You can change that to 40 on the grams. Instagrams. I don't know what the slang term for that is. The IGs.
The gram, the Insta. People usually just say Insta. Okay. I am Brent FFF on the Twitter and the Insta. So you can follow us there. Follow the show at We Are NXT UK on both Instagram and Twitter. Sorry, I was a little dormant on Twitter this week. Just really stupidly busy, and last week there was a lot of wrestling and stuff happening, but so we'll get back up and running on there as usual. Not sure who's gonna do the show with me next week, but maybe I can convince Mia to do it. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.